It's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Friday. We had Justin for a little while, and then he could not get reconnected. So I just said, man, go back to bed. He actually performed last night, South Carolina. He's driving back. He'll be performing tomorrow night at Magic Springs, along with Tyler Kench opening up for him. And then his daughter, Klein Moore, will open up for Tyler. So that all starts at 7. Today, Roger, you and I will be going over there to for our Bath Fitter judging with the bathtub judging with our crew from Bath Fitter. Mm-hmm. And then we actually race tomorrow morning, I think 9 o'clock, there in the streets of downtown, Central Avenue in Hot Springs. A lot of fun. It'll go from like 9
it's
to
my
12.
Hometown,
baby. So then you got, I mentioned, the ULR is playing, the Trojans, Little Rock Trojans playing at 4 o'clock this afternoon. You get the NBA playoffs, the Spurs, and the Knicks tonight. And so a lot of activities, Roger, over the week. Arm wrestling downtown. Wow. Got that going on. Coming up here shortly, too, 9:30, Steve Qualls of Design Lab. He's our NASCAR contributor. A lot to cover there. I don't know what the race is this weekend. He sent us that information, but I hope we can find the Indy 500 calls. That's really impressive. But in studio is a good friend of ours, a good friend of the show, Dr. Gail Reed Jones. Was that an explosion? What is this? What is he playing, Gail? Is it Raining Men?
Is it?
You remember this song?
Oh, of course.
Who sings this, Raj?
It's the Sisters. It's the Pointer Sisters,
is
right?
It Pointer Sisters?
I think so.
Raj used to dance to this song.
Sure did.
I wish Jesse was here. He'd know the names of every song and who sang it in the year.
Of course, Dr. Jones.
We ain't your weather girl.
Well, then, if it's not that, it's going to be this one. She already knows that, don't she?
We're going to ease into this.
Look at that. Are you getting ready for a procedure, Roger?
You know the song? You know the name of the song?
Mr. Jones. Uh-uh. Mrs. Jones. You know this one, Gail?
Dr. Jones.
You recognize this one?
A little bit.
Dr. Gail Reed Jones, who is our doctor over at Arkansas Urology. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Your husband, Jesse Mason, is a Hall of Famer. Who was an amazing basketball player back in his day. And
hard to live with a famer.
Yeah, and he's a regular supporter of the Touchdown Clubs there every week, and a great supporter. It's Men's Month, Men's Health Month.
It is June, Men's Health Month. Kind of coincide Father's Day and honoring dads and all the good things that dads do for us. But we want the guys to know that we're going to be out there today. Our men's health day, you know, we have Arkansas Urology has a men's health clinic.
Right.
And we just left one site on Bowman.
Yeah.
And now we're back on campus at the main campus at 1300 Centerview Drive.
Do you have a new location, too? Did I see that in the notes or no?
Yes. We really are on the campus.
Okay.
Right there with everybody else.
Gotcha. So, Roger, so Christian, I don't know if you know this, but is Christian in the, I can't see
no.
if he's, okay. So for those that don't know, Dr. Jones is the one who does live on the air treatments with Roger when it comes to once a year.
The digital.
Digital exam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Roger does that on the air without making noises. Because you also do me, and I think I make noises. I get very uncomfortable, but Roger's very calm. Maybe he enjoys it.
He's much more compliant.
I'm not breaking your wrist, am I?
And I think both Roger and I, we're a little behind.
We're a year behind.
I think both of us
we
have missed
last
a year. Yeah.
Yep.
And so, you know, the big thing is, hey, guys, get checked every year, mm-hmm. either or both, PSA or the digital. And once you get a certain age, you say digital every year, right? Is that right?
A lot of these rules have flexible.
Have changed.
A little bit, yes.
All right. Talk to
them. And we also, too, just today, to not to just focus only on your PSA, but PSAs, maybe in your 40s. In fact, at your family doctor's office, they generally have a age-related template of the labs that are most appropriate for men at their age. PSA, yes, usually is part of that, especially anyone approaching their 40s and definitely after when you get to 50 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And family history is important. We usually say if you have a first degree relative, that would be father or brother. That would be an important feature. So knowing your family history is good to know and come with this information armed. I've had guys, while they're sitting there, calling their mother, hey, what did dad have?
Yeah.
So it is important.
It doesn't guarantee if your family you don't have something, that means you can be the beginning of something happening.
Exactly, because families, as you know, aren't really sharing. We don't share a lot of information. So you may not know who in the family had pancreatic cancer or colon or otherwise, or breast.
The most important thing is getting to Arkansas Urology or to your doctor and to say once a year you're going to do these tests.
This is screening. You got the screening here, which is what you're talking about because of all ages. You've got to do the screening when you go in. It's like when they do drug testing for something. They're not looking for weeds, so they're not going to find it and that sort of thing. You do PSA tests, but when you do screenings as well, you're doing a screening for a variety of things.
Well, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that because, yes, there are about 10 features in the screening lab that we look for.
Mm-hmm.
Such as, I got the list here. Hormones, okay? I know that's not what all guys are sitting around
Roger,
worried about.
You gotta look at Roger's
hormones.
We need to check that out.
Doc, you can look at me. I got hair on my back.
Okay, depleted. Things like your labs that kind of give us an idea of what's going on in the testicles, luteinizing hormone, or LH as we call it, FSH. They're those two things that are going on in the testicles. The testicles are producing testosterone, but also too sperm.
Right.
And so it's a precautionary, and I'll say this now, young men who have been exposed to testosterone, maybe not definitely written by a doctor, we caution them to be very aware that exposure to testosterone at these young ages may decrease our ability to conceive in the future. So we do want to put that warning out there. Always be cautious about medications that someone might offer to build up muscle.
Well, strength, to do that, and then if I go get some supplement, because one of the supplements that I was taking that brought your attention to me a couple of years ago was a higher level of creatine that was in my system. Well, I was taking, I take protein shakes, but I was also adding extra creatine in it. And that brought my levels up, and that was a concern of yours. And when you pointed that out, that went, well, let me see, because you were getting ready. It was the holidays, and you said, "All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give it a couple of months. If it doesn't change, we've got to figure out what you've got, because that's just what it is." And I said, "Well, I feel confident about it because it's, I was a little nervous, but it was the creatine that I was putting in for working out and doing that sort of thing. And it brought it down to some levels. But by going to see you from that point on to the following year, my numbers improved, which was fantastic to do. But I'm not going to do it if I don't have somebody pushing me to do some of those things. Guys are notorious for doing that."
Right. And monitoring does help to sort of guide you on a path for your health. These are you're interested in what's happening to your health. So you do want to know that.
Dr. Jones, it's been so difficult with Roger these last few years. He's wanting to get on the juice, the gear, as the kids call it. And I'm just trying to tell him he doesn't need the steroids. He doesn't need it. So
it's not that. Well, I just want him to give me a shot in the butt. That's all I want. That was the thing.
Hey, have you seen the situation, Doc, where we're visiting with Dr. Gail Jones, where somebody comes in too late? And do you guys see that where, man, if you'd have come in here 3 or 4 years ago, but it's going to be very difficult now. Not to say they die, but it puts them through hell because they've caught it late in the game.
That is a scenario that we would like to avoid for sure. And that is why we're doing what we're doing here now. The awareness, because even if it's not, it's whoever's listening may have a parent or may have an uncle, a brother, a cousin, and you almost have to take them by the hand, put them in the car seat, and drive them over here if you have to.
I've had both. I've had a relative, a brother-in-law who had to have prostate surgery. Because he didn't do the digital or anything like that. So I just want to follow up on what Baz is saying. And I got a friend who in just the last several weeks had to go have surgery on a prostate surgery because of that. Well, let me ask you this. Is it all, do you catch it all the time? I mean, I'm clear today, but could I get it within the following year, and now I've got it? Is it that way, or is it one of these guys that has not come, like my brother-in-law? I don't know about my friend. I didn't ask him about it. That just never went, and he's over 50. He's close to 60, and he never got it done. He goes and gets tested. Boom. He's at, like, a 4 or whatever it is.
Right. But that's why we were emphasizing what we're doing now is to don't wait for that last minute.
Yeah.
Monitoring on a regular basis. And, sure, I know, just like you have confessed, you know, you're behind a year.
Yeah.
And those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you have been conscious enough to know, I need to go back. I need to go and just get this checked. And in addition to that, there's so many other health issues that we worry about. Some of the other labs that we do, for example, one of the biggest reasons men come is because, or even want to get their labs done, is because they're tired all the time. They're fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
The hosts of guys that we see, they're busy, they're active, they're contractors, they're up 5 o'clock in the morning, and who knows, are in the bed at 12 o'clock at night. So you're going all day. Things like your thyroid. Who knows? You ever think about your thyroid?
Yeah.
Or to get it checked?
No.
So that's what,
Roger
area.
Has a wild thyroid. I'm telling you, it's wild.
He knows. He has on my record.
Okay. And then, of course, testosterone is another area. Yeah.
Well, here's one right here, Doc. A listener wants to know. Please, because this could be one of those questions where I'm Ron Burgundy and I'm just reading something and somebody's tricking me, but I don't know. I think it's
them.
Please ask the doctor, if your prostate is removed due to prostate cancer, can you not be given testosterone when it's low?
Well, that's a question. Let me say this first. There are men who have had prostate cancer and have been treated, and they receive testosterone.
Okay.
But this is something, once again, is being monitored. You know, we don't say, you know, here's your prescription, go in peace. You're being monitored all the time. And there are men who may, in fact, have had a diagnosis of prostate cancer. And depending on the severity, they may be in a category where they never even received surgery or radiation, but they're on a active surveillance of their cancer. So it'd be difficult to say a no to that.
Sure, without
but
saying.
Yes, someone who has prostate cancer, you're being monitored by your doctor. And so if you're in the category where it is felt that it's safe for you to receive, if in fact you qualify for ways we'll talk about testosterone later, that it would be under that recommendation that you would receive some. But you are being monitored while you're on it, along with your PSA.
Okay. Well, let's talk testosterone.
Okay, testosterone. It is part of the screening today. But I'd like to say this. This is just a screening, because if someone were to come to visit us at Arkansas Urology, I'm worried about my testosterone level. My doctor did it at the office. The first thing we always want to know, what time of day? Because to legitimately say that we're going to treat someone for low testosterone, the time of day, it's been somewhat of a general agreement that there is a clinical definition for low testosterone, and that is a testosterone in general below 300 before 10 o'clock in the morning, because most men will have higher levels earlier in the day. This one that's being done today just a screening, because it is not done prior to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone in that group were to have a low testosterone and then they want to have follow-up regarding that, yes, we would schedule them for a before 10 o'clock testosterone at a later date.
I'm sorry, but I want to ask, because I have had a procedure done. I've had a hair transplant. And one of the things that Dr. Petrus has given me is a compound that he, I don't know what's all in. I can't tell you that. I don't know it. Is that I take once every other day. He said, don't do it every day because it lowers your testosterone. Don't do it every day. He said, you do it every other day, but it promotes healthy hair and that sort of thing. And, right. And with what I had done and all that, is that an issue, lowering my testosterone? I mean, what, not having my testosterone, I know about the sexual drive and that sort of thing, but we also lose some when we get to a certain age anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm lowering it now, is there something do I get off this pill or do I take something that counters that medication?
Well, first of all, you know, if I'm not going to say I know what drug
of
it
course
is,
not.
But having a feeling I know what drug it
I
is.
I bet you do, sure.
And yes, there is a drug. Well, let me start with this.
Okay.
Testosterone is your primary sex hormone for men.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is responsible for making two other sex hormones. And that would be estradiol, because all men need a little bit of estrogen. That's what makes y'all so sweet.
That's sure. what, it, that's, you, okay.
And then you also have to have DHT or dihydrotestosterone, which is in somewhat of a support for your prostate. Now, that's the one that they're trying to, more than likely, from what I'm understanding, from what you said,
right.
that may be trying to be blocked because it is a drug that has been used to try to shrink the prostate,
right.
using the word shrink, or to lower the volume or decrease the size of the prostate. And that drug has been on the market for some time and given to men because it will falsely lower your PSA level. It will lower your PSA level. And some men may somewhat get a decrease in libido and some other related issues
okay.
related to your prostate.
Well, I'll show you the picture of I took a picture of the yeah. bottle to send to somebody else the other day when we get off air.
Yeah.
I'll show
you.
So the main thing today is to know that it's the home office that's been there. 1300 Centerview Drive has been there. That's been the mothership.
Correct.
For Arkansas Urology, but mm-hmm. you're calling it a new location event today. So screening is from 11 to 1. Is that correct?
Correct.
Or is it just an open house? Is it free?
Yes, you can get your blood drawn today.
Okay, you can get screened today. So guys, if you've been thinking about it, today's a chance.
Free food.
Go do that. And that's the free screening is just for today. Is it with it being Men's Month? Is any other activities going on that will be free screening? Is it?
Yeah,
just
there will. If someone were to call after today
mm-hmm.
and to inquire about the free screening, Kat McLellan, she is our managing nurse over there, and she will give them directions about how to achieve that. But can I also say the other things that are so important and just in men's health in general, because we do check also to your general blood count and make sure that the words like your hematocrit or hemoglobin, just things to say, hey, is this guy anemic? Okay, we'd like to know that. Guys that have sleep apnea, please realize that some of your problems, issues related to your health, may be affecting your testosterone level as well. So we're also interested in everyone. Well, maybe not everyone, but some people should realize that there's a test, the hemoglobin A1C, which is if you've been to your family doctor. They probably have done one on you. You may not even realize it. Check your labs when you get it. Start understanding what these things mean.
That's key. Yes. Understand them. Yeah.
Yes. So it's important to do that. And also, too, within the lab, there are just a general things like your calcium level, your glucose, and your liver function studies would be included as well.
The main thing is just, you know, your reminder is that, hey, guys, just get it done. Go do it. I think, Roger, you and I, Tommy was really good, Tommy Smith,
yeah.
of pushing this hey,
Absolutely.
Men narrative, go get checked.
It made us do it. Of course, we were always doing something over there. So you got to get that done, and we've got to make an appointment to do it. We're going to come in on the buddy system this year. It's free food, hamburger, hot dog, and chicken basket from 11 to 1 p.m. Today, free screenings, men health, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. daily. By appointment, and you get to tour the clinic and do all that stuff today.
Yeah. I got three of my appointments set, Roger, for the very same. I'm going to get my skin checked, so I've got that appointment set. And today I will make the appointment with Arkansas Urology
Done.
To see Dr. Jones.
Done.
We, you know, obviously we know Dr. Jones in an intimate way.
We do.
You know,
we do. We have conversations with her.
Yeah.
It's nice to have one with you face to face this time.
And the fact that you have an intimate connection with us, I don't know what they pay you, but it's not enough.
Well,
there you go.
Never go silent during a rectal exam. That's I always want to talk my way through it so you know I'm actively doing something for your health.
And you do.
She is Dr. Gail
yes,
Reed
ma'am.
Jones.
She's one of the
and
best.
Yeah, you're one of the best. Thanks so much, Gail. Give Jesse our best.
Do it.
Have a great summer, and hopefully you'll see a lot of men coming
we'll
by to see this
a
summer.
Lot of guys today.
Hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, today especially, and then Roger and I, you'll see us real soon, too. All right, have a great weekend, Gail. All right, we'll take a break, come back. It's 9:25. We've got to talk NASCAR when we come back with Steve Qualls. Don't go away. Oh, this is... Oh, Roger's playing some jam here.
Somebody requested it, and I didn't mind putting up some stank. Here we go, Double Dutch Buck.
Yeah.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in Stanley Cup, the Carolina Hurricanes became the first team to win a final game when trailing by multiple goals with less than 10 minutes left in the game. They tied up the game 3-3 in regulation before winning 4-3. Game three will be tomorrow night. Tonight will be game two of the NBA Finals. New York holds a 1-0 lead over San Antonio. Tip is set for 7:30. TV coverage will be on ABC. In Arkansas basketball news, Arkansas will be taking on North Carolina in the ACC-SEC Challenge for the upcoming season. The Razorbacks aren't done with their schedule, but add that to facing Arizona and Michigan State in the non-conference. And the Arkansas Travelers won their third straight game over the Corpus Christi Hooks, beating them 3-2. They'll play again tonight at 7:05. Coverage can be heard on The Buzz. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A small rain chance for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high of 86. That's a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 70. Rain chances are higher this weekend. 40% chance on Saturday. Sunday, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Coming up Thursday, wide open show just for you. We'll talk to Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen. Trey Biddy thanks to Chris Green Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. Kevin Hoop Scoop McPherson from Hogville.net. That gives us plenty of time to answer your calls throughout the show. Join us from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Roger Scott for FanDuel. Who do you think will be wearing the ring at the end of the NBA Finals? Take your shot with FanDuel and you just might be celebrating a victory of your very own. Right now, new customers can hit the court with $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for 7 straight days. FanDuel is the best place to bet all your favorite players during the NBA's biggest event. Play your game any way you want. Seek out individual player markets for baskets and rebounds, or build an epic same-game parlay for a chance at a bigger payout. It's up to you. And best of all, with FanDuel, you get paid instantly when you win. So are you ready to play your game? Just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to join now and get $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for 7 days. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wager required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
That burn to burn it. That burn to burn it.
What do you want to play?
This. Trying to squeeze this in.
Switch it. Fade it.
Well, no, it's it.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
I wanted that to come in is what I wanted, but I couldn't do it. Yeah.
It is Tom Rogers, 9:30, to get our man Stevie Qualls on the phone. Well, he's our first ever NASCAR contributor. Yeah, did you get that open there, Christian?
Yeah, Christian, do you got it, Christian, or is it on me?
661.
Is it in our system? We had to have used it.
You had to put it on Friday, right? Yeah, here it is right here. Are we ready? Here we go.
Let's hear it.
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubbed you, and rubbing son is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
I hit the pace car. What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there. I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy.
In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen.
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
What's up, Steve?
Morning, my man. Drinking honor.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Drinking honor. Hey, listen, so a lot to cover here. First of all, right off the bat, the 110th running of the Indy 500. I told the guys, and Christian, I'm going to challenge you to see if you can find the call of the Indy 500. It was the closest, you said, the closest one to finish in history, right, Steve?
That's right. Felix Rosenquist nosed out David Malukas in the closest 1-2 finish in the history. The margin of victory was 0.02 of a second, and it was an awesome call by Will Buxton. Hopefully y'all can find that. The race saw 70 lead changes, and the move that Rosenquist put on David usually doesn't work, but for some reason, he just drafted him perfect, read the air right, and made a heck of a pass at the end. It was a great race.
So, 70 lead changes. Is that a lot for an any car race? 70, is that normal?
That's a lot. Okay. Yeah, it was a lot of lead changes, a lot of good racing.
Now, his car sponsor was Morgan Wallen. That's interesting that you've got a country music artist that's a car sponsor. That's cool.
Like Justin said a few weeks ago when we were talking about NASCAR, that's their clientele.
So
these music guys they've always been a part of racing. So we've got racers that sponsor sprint car teams and all forms of racing now.
All right, so you wanted to listen. For those that don't know, most people who listen to the show know you're the man behind Design Labs that does all of our shirts, our hats, everything, our coffee mugs. If we get those things out, we're getting close on it. We got to be close to that.
Yeah, we're close.
So you want to give away a shirt to a racing fan who knows the answer to this piece of trivia, and they should know it if they've been paying attention, right?
That's right. All right. So when the winner of the Indianapolis 500 gets a craft of milk. What? And you get to choose the type of milk you want. What milk did Felix request? Call in, we'll give you a shirt.
The driver.
Yeah, well, who was the driver's name?
Felix?
Felix Rosenquist.
So that was the winner. So what is it? So you can request different kinds? Is that the way it works?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, 661-1037. What was the kind of?
It's like either 2% or skin. Is
that what you're talking
like
about?
That?
What that percentage?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So yes, sir.
That's a good question. Now I've seen him drink the milk.
And Steve told me the story. Yep. We saw the story of two things that Steve sent us: the rearview mirror.
Well, it started. The milk started because the guy back in was like 36. Mom always told him that on hot days, he always drank buttermilk. So when he won the Indy race, he asked for buttermilk. Well, there was a dairy there in town that provided the milk for him, and they were the typical David Basil marketing genius, and they're like, hey, we're going to do this for every year. We're going to do milk. And ever since then, other than like there was about 5 years in the 40s they didn't do it, it's a staple of winning the Indy 500.
All right, let me see if I can.
Okay, so we've got the phone lines are lit up. Let's see if Roger can do it without dropping you.
I did it. Who's this?
My name's Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Good job, Roger.
I did it!
You did it. You did it. You just,
I did it.
It's like jumping in the pool.
Yo,
like
Adrian!
Now,
I did
and
it!
And now you can do it. Now you can do it every time.
Other than my kid being born.
All right, so what is the answer for a T-shirt courtesy of Design Lab?
Was it whole milk? That's right.
Oh! Yeah, that's it. Very nice. Oh. Are you a big NASCAR fan? Is it Jeremy? Is that right, Jeremy?
Yes, sir. It's Jeremy. Yeah, I grew up watching NASCAR all over, race dirt track down in southeast Arkansas when I was a teenager. And yeah, racing's always been in the family.
Racing's rubbing,
well,
brother.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I tell you what,
hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. So hold on.
Just hang tight, Jeremy, and we'll get your information from you.
Yeah, Jeremy, you hold on, and we'll get Christian.
Fantastic.
All right, so we've talked about the Indy 500. What about the Charlotte Coca-Cola 600? Now, Roger, yeah, that's a mile and a half quad oval. It's a quad oval. What's
that's
a quad?
Right.
What's a quad oval?
Quad oval is it's the shape of the track. So this is the longest race in NASCAR, and it's always done on the Sunday night. Indy races during the day, right, and then NASCAR races at night. They started off the pre-race ceremony. Kyle Busch's, you know, he just passed away.
Right.
His wife, son, brother, mom, dad, and all their family were actually a part of the pre-race ceremony at the track. All the races that weekend dealt with rain. They were all shortened. The 600 was shortened 27 laps. The number 7 Spire Motorsports Daniel Suarez car wins. This is Spire's second win of the year. The unique thing about Daniel Suarez is he got his start in NASCAR Truck Series racing for Kyle Busch Motorsports.
I'll
so
be
Kyle
darn.
Recruited
wow.
this guy,
wow.
and he comes out and races for them. So, and then we go to last week was the Nashville Cracker Barrel 400. It's a mile and a third.
Tri-oval.
There you go.
What does that mean? What is a tri-oval versus
the shape
quad-oval?
Of it? All right, so there's an oval track, which the corners are the same on each end.
Okay.
And then the tri-oval is a combination of a triangle and an oval. So usually the front stretch actually has a mild turn in it, okay, sort of like a triangle.
Wow.
So at the beginning of the race, Denny Hamlin it was on fire all weekend. He jumps the start and has to go to the very back of the field at the start. Worked his way back through the field. The whole race, Christopher Bell was the best car. They come to the last lap. They're three wide. They're three teammates for Coach Joe Gibbs.
Right.
And it was Hamlin, Bell, and Briscoe. Bell had it won, drives in too deep. He lets Hamlin get underneath him, and he makes the pass for the win. Now, here's something for you music guys. What's the trophy that NASCAR gives away at this race? Do you guys know?
I saw your notes. It was in there. I think it's very cool.
They have a custom-made Les Paul guitar that is the trophy for that event.
I love it because it's in Nashville.
Another interesting fact. The number 7 car was the last car, that's the number Kyle Busch drove when he won his last truck race the week before he died. Since then, two number 7 cars have won in the top 2 series.
That is bizarre.
This week we're going
crazy.
This week we're going to the Firekeepers Casino 400, 2 mile, another tri-oval. The YouTuber and part-time ARCA Menards driver Cletus McFarland is going to be the grand marshal. Cletus is, man, he is helping NASCAR blow up. They're getting so many more views because of this guy and his YouTube presence. Watch this, Roger Scott. I learned this from you. Oakland Sports and FanDuel have Denny Hamlin, Reddick, and Christopher Bell as the favorites going into the race. How'd you like that, Roger? I learned it from you.
I loved it. That's very good.
Pay attention.
And what did we find out? What did we find out yesterday about Tyler Reddick? Joe Nichols has got a connection with Tyler Reddick. I forget what it was. I think it was his grandson. What was the deal? It was some kind of connection with Tyler Reddick. Anyway, you got one more question for us.
What is it?
Yeah, this is a big weekend for Detroit because it's in Detroit. That's where, you know, automotives grew up and live. So what's Detroit's nickname?
Come on, Roger. You know what that
it's
is.
Motor City, bro.
The Motor on, City, Rod. Baby. Motor City.
That's right.
Boom in your face.
Now, that's right.
Motor City.
So,
man.
So I'm looking at the point standing. Tyler Reddick, number one. Denny Hamlin, two. Ryan Blaney, three. Chase Elliott, four. And Ty Gibbs, five. That's the top five. I imagine Reddick's got a big lead right now because he won, what, the first four or five races, right?
Right. He won the first five, but Denny really cut into his lead the last 2 weeks because Reddick gets wrecked on the last lap.
Gotcha.
And so he didn't have a real good finish that day. But it right now, Toyota is, as far as manufacturer points, is they have three in the top five. Blaney's the only Ford right now that's really been consistent. And then, of course, Chase Elliott drives for Chevrolet, and he's in fourth place right now. Formula One racing this weekend. This would be an awesome race to go to if you just have more money than you can spend. Mm. They're racing on the streets of Monaco in the Louis Vuitton Grand Prix of Monaco.
Wow.
So that would be an awesome race. If you get a chance, tune in just to see all the boat, the yachts, and all the fluff that goes with this race. It's really crazy.
All right, Steve.
Another thing that's going on with Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, which races for NASCAR, he is on fire in the High Limit Sprint Car Series, and he's won the last three events.
So
and dirt track. If you're a dirt track guy, you love the sprint cars and also the dirt late models this weekend are at Eldora racing for $100,000. So a big weekend of dirt coming up.
So tell me this, Steve. We're visiting with Steve Qualls. He's our NASCAR contributor. How does Denny Hamlin? I don't know how to get to. At the beginning of the race, Denny Hamlin jumped the start and was sent to the back of the field. How does that happen? How do you jump the start when you're in a race car?
There was some smack talk going on before the race with him and the guy that was on the outside of the front row. And Denny never makes this mistake. And he said, I just left early. I just wanted to get a jump on this guy and didn't pay attention to where
that
I was.
So let me get this straight.
There's a section of the racetrack that you cannot start until you get into that section, and it's plainly marked.
We've all done
so. Denny takes off before he gets to that section of the track.
I'll tell you how it happens.
Rookie mistake.
Here's how it happens. We're both driving down. We're driving down the street. We have. We're both stopped at the stop sign at the stoplight. Two lanes.
Yes.
I am on the inside lane. I have to get over in front of you because I'm going to make the next right. So I'm going to leave early by watching the yellow. And listen, I understand it completely. Denny Hamlin and I are almost one and the same. So I can drive a NASCAR now.
So
Go ahead, Dave.
No, I'm going to say we've got the answer too, by the way, Roger, about Joe Nichols.
Oh, yeah.
Our listeners are so good. Thank you so much.
They're the best in the world.
From the 870. So Joe Nichols said that Tyler Reddick's grandfather owns the record company that Joe Nichols is with.
Maybe.
So that's the connection. So he actually knows Tyler Reddick. So that's a really cool connection. Yeah. And then who was it, Steve, that Justin Moore said he was buddies with? Austin? Is there an Austin driver?
Austin Dillon.
Look at Roger.
He's with Austin Dillon.
I'm a NASCAR guy.
And Austin Dillon is sponsored by Bass Pro Shop, which Justin has a really good relation with also.
Listen, I learned just today about the quad oval, the tri oval, and the oval.
And that was before we even talked to Dr. Jones.
All right, so.
I think that may have been the comment of the day. That might have been line of the day, never go silent.
Never go silent. Now, somebody told me. And I played this double Dutch bus, and then somebody sent me when I played that because somebody had done it or asked me to play it, so I play it. Did they ask me to play that because they know you know every word to that song?
Yes, I know every word to it. It's a big joke at the lake.
Really?
Yes, I do know it.
All right. Well,
I want to hear double Dutch bus coming down the street.
Come on.
No, I can't do any more today.
Get it smart.
All right. Next week, we're doing a little bit of double Dutch.
That is the NASCAR report. Thanks to Steve Qualls and Design Lab, who will do all your shirt orders, your hat orders, your everything that has to do that can be order signage flags, whatever.
You know, a neat deal is if you're going away for a family vacation this year and you want to get your families, everybody to have the same shirt, get a hold of somebody at the Design Lab. Get the same shirt made for everybody. It's the 25th reunion, family reunion, yada, yada, yeah, or whatever your club is.
Now, isn't Bob Seger, doesn't he have a Motor City song or something, a rock, Is it Kid Rock that's got that? Well, you know what I'm thinking of?
Motor City Madman.
I'm thinking of Bob Seger with a song that's on Beverly Hills Cop. What's that song that we like that Bob Seger sings, Roger?
Shakedown?
Shakedown, that's what it is. All right, Steve, good stuff, buddy. We'll continue to work on our trip to Atlanta for the Quaker State 400.
Hey, and here's some good news for you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And here's some better news for you.
And I want to holler out to my mom. She's getting better. We love you. Keep fighting, and can't wait to get you back home.
Well, Doris, we're thinking about you, and prayers up to you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You just think about the fact that when we go down to Atlanta, Steve, there is a great chance that it's one room.
I'm hoping so. Hey, the great chance is, Roger, we're not going to be a minority. There are a lot of short guys down there.
Come on. That's right. They need to be. That's exactly right, dude.
All right, Steve. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Steve. See you soon, buddy.
See you, buddy. I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Steve Qualls, our NASCAR contributor. There he is.
Well, he didn't get on last week.
Yeah.
So he had a lot that he had to fill in. So I know he was very excited about that. And you could tell.
Yeah.
It's been happening
much. He loves that racing. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
He's always loved that racing.
All right, we'll come back, wrap things up. Don't go away. 9:45. Street lights for liquor.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday. Travs winning last night in Corpus Christi 3-2. They have won the first three games of this road series down by the bay. It was shootouts on Tuesday and Wednesday with the Travs combining for 10 home runs in those games. Last night, a pitcher's duel. Nico Telesheh and Conway native James Hicks, the starters, both going 6 1/3 innings. Travs hit only one homer last night, a solo shot from the former Razorback Caleb Callie. And then get the lead for the first time in the ninth inning on a Josh Hood double. Reed Van Scooter closes it out with a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth for his first career pro save. Travs have won three in a row. They'll try to make it four in a row tonight. Game four of the series. Coverage right here on The Buzz starts at 6:50. First pitch, 7:05. It's Cade Anderson on the mound for the Travs. The left-hander making his 10th career pro start. He's 4-0 with a 1.43 ERA. Travs on the road tonight in Corpus Christi trying to stay hot. They're back home next week to take on Northwest Arkansas. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
If you want to witness the world's biggest soccer tournament in person, look no further than Twin Peaks. Enter Twin Peaks Go for Gold giveaway presented by Michelob Ultra and Casamigos. And you could be one of the five grand prize winners who get the VIP treatment plus travel and lodging. For your chance to win unmatched views of the match, visit TwinPeaksSoccer.com to enter and choose your host city. Entries close on June 14th, so don't wait. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Hit a home run with your next project at Natural State Wholesale, The Warehouse. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Knock it out of the park with unbeatable savings on building materials. From flooring to faucets, shingles to bathtubs, butcher block countertops to ceiling fans. They've got everything you need to build your dream. Don't strike out paying high prices. Call 501-605-8739 and score big savings today. Natural State Wholesale, The Warehouse, where every deal is a home run.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your motorcycle.
Hey, Suze, can't make it to your party. Gotta defrost some chicken. There's tenders, boneless thighs. Gotta keep an eye on it.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
This is the business we've chosen.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
So good. Thanks to Hawks Homes for our movie review. Gladiator, I gave it a 5 out of 5 stars. Roger gave it a 4 out of 5 stars. Justin Moore gave it a 5 out of 5. RJ, 5 out of 5. And Christian with a 3.5 out of 5.
RJ probably saw it 20 years ago.
RJ only watches movies one time. He said, I only watch a movie. Why watch a movie again? I don't know if I've ever met anybody who said that.
That's so strange.
Give a shout out to Hawks Mobile Home for all the is it Mobile? Is it,
yes, Hawks Homes.
Hawks Homes for all that they do. We appreciate them very much. And on top of that, giving me the opportunity to write off all of my streaming services.
I mean, think about this. We had, from a sponsor standpoint, we had Rainbow Restoration. We had Natural State Wholesale, Hawks Homes, AC Trailer Sales, Arkansas Urology, Design Labs. Did I leave anybody off? I think AY Magazine, Amp Magazine. So, anyway, if you missed part of the show today, Ella McDowell was great. It's 7:30. Christian's going to post some of her comments today. Danny was great. Everybody was great. Hey, quick reminder, watch party for the Razorbacks, for the Little Rock Trojans, 4 o'clock over at Walk-Ons. So even if you don't know anybody, go over there and support them. Meet some Trojan fans. You can also listen to it right here on The Buzz.
It's Arkansas's team. It's an Arkansas team. Come on.
106.7 is where you Buzz 2. That's you can it. Hear the game.
Yeah, they have Travelers game on here.
Someone says that everything that Steve is saying about auto racing is going over Dave and Roger's head. I love Steve's racing segment. Wait a minute. Not everything.
I gave you Austin Dillon.
Quad Oval.
Are you kidding me?
Here's one. Tomorrow's D-Day. Rog?
Tomorrow's D-Day. D-Day. How many years is that? I watched the Memorial Day was all the Band of Brothers. I watched all that. Saving Private Ryan. I did not watch that during the day. I watched Inglourious Bastards. That was all Memorial Day stuff. But I may watch a little Saving Private Ryan after the tub races.
So the winners of the Nashville race need to break the Qatar trophies to honor Kyle Busch. Who wins tonight in the NBA, Christian?
Spurs get their get back tonight.
I think they don't.
They go down 2-0. That's almost a death sentence.
Yeah, Knicks have won 12 in a row. I think they win again tonight. You got that game tonight. You've got the bathtub races tomorrow. You got Justin Moore tomorrow night with Tyler Kench and his daughter, and Justin's daughter, rather, Klein Moore. Mm. And you got hockey tomorrow night. But great hockey last night. My gosh, what a Stanley Cup. I know those Canadians just got to be like, are you kidding me? You got Las Vegas and Carolina.
Almost everybody on the team is probably Canadian.
Doesn't matter.
Here's somebody from the Middleton Heat and Air text line. I don't like movies to begin with. Which is a weird thing to say.
That's
anyway.
So
but I almost always only watch a movie once. Well, you know what? This person, they're a very intelligent person. They need to be fed something new every day. Me, I'm a veg. I'm an inside dog now. I'll watch something that I like over and over again.
I like what Christian said. How did you phrase, Christian, about all the goodwill you've earned?
I built up a lot of goodwill over the years. I was not very liked when I first started here, but now I think I'm pretty well liked by the listeners.
Yes.
And I'm going to burn it all up on movie review because I am a movie snob and I recognize it.
I love it. So. I love it.
Are you nuts? No.
There's nothing about that.
Everybody has a thing that they're snobbish about, and that's probably movies.
Listen, I give Smokey and the Bandit 5.5 stars out of 5. That's a love story. It's a Western.
It's a comedy.
It's cars. It's a verb.
It's an action adventure.
Yes. All. It's a buddy movie.
Do we have Phil or Justin?
Justin. Yeah.
You guys, hey, I guess good. you don't take my text anymore. I guess we're on the outs.
Sorry. What's
Roger, do you have an official role tomorrow at this?
I'm in the tub. Yeah, I'm the captain of the tub.
He's in the tub.
What do you do? Just scream out faster? I mean, what do you do?
Are we talking about the same thing? Yes.
I hope so.
Okay.
We are at Brewski's North, boys. We are getting set for baseball watching here at 11 o'clock. We're going to hang out here with Brad and the crew. Jasmine is taking good care of us. They open at 11, so if you want to come watch that first game between Cal Poly and Phil, who are they playing?
West Virginia.
Yes, and I saw Little Rock is 2-1 at Oakland today, so they're pretty big underdogs. So if you want to make a little cash, you can wager on them. Zach's actually going to join us at 10:30 today, and a whole lot more. Tom Murphy and a few others.
All right, Raj, great week of work, buddy.
Same with you, buddy. Christian, always a great leader.
Yeah, great job.
Strength and honor.
Great job. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening. We can't do it without you. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't go away, though. Zone's up next.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines.
You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Hawks Homes has custom-built, manufactured homes under $100 per square foot. They have hundreds of floor pans available to fit your family's needs.